Shalom, Heverim. My friends, in immediate past messages, we have spent many enlightening hours together in mutual exploration of the wonderful prophecies of Yechezkiel, Ezekiel, in that book in Tanakh, bearing the great prophet's name. Because we are now about to penetrate into new areas in search of further treasures from Tanakh, it seems to me that this is the very place to spread out before us, in this one message, the treasures we have accumulated in the preceding discoverative discourses. What has been revealed to us so far? Well, we found that there is such a phenomenon as divine predictive prophecy, and we both illustrated and demonstrated this fact by placing side by side the scriptures of Israel and the history of Israel. Another arresting discovery we made was that a restoration of the people of Israel to the land of Israel is clearly within the content of that divine predictive prophecy, and through the eyes of Ezekiel, we viewed the restored people dwelling at rest in the restored land. Then, you will remember, there was disclosed to us a cheering and delightful treasure. The hope of the predicted restoration of Israel was not founded upon Moses and the Torah, but upon a divine promise given to Abraham, when he was yet in uncircumcision. This was such an unexpected revelation that we were granted the very assurance of our great Moses himself to aid us in its acceptance, and we therefore gazed at his words in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 26, with no small measure of astonishment. A fourth treasure we unearthed was one over which there had been accumulated so many layers of the dross of sophistication, skepticism, and spuriousness that it came near to being overlooked entirely. It was the treasure of the divine promise to Israel, of a shepherd prince bearing the imperishable and illustrious name David, whom we identified as the promised personal Messiah of Israel. This great being is linked with Israel's restoration in the latter days, and his person and relationship to Israel and to all humanity, indeed, is of such paramount importance that in future messages I shall seek to restore to our Jewish possession this treasure so valuable. Then the prophet Ezekiel caused us to lift our eyes from restored Israel and to give our attention instead to an evil anti-theocratic monster lurking threateningly in regions north of the Holy Land. This monstrous monument of menace to Israel is known scripturally as Gog, gathering around him nations which included Rosh, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarmah, Paras, Cush, and Put. Like some loathsome and repulsive spider, Gog begins to weave an encircling web of menace around the restored and unprotected little nation of Israel. Other ethnic groups, known as Sheba, Dedan, and Tarshish, either protest against this enfolding web or inquire regarding it. Suddenly, the northern spider springs toward its prey, only to be crushed and destroyed under the iron heel of a divine intervention, so obviously supernatural in manifestation that even a skeptical world is convinced that there is a God who rules and overrules in the affairs of man and nations. Such, my dear friends, were the treasures from Tanakh we discovered, and which rang down the curtain on the divine drama of predictive prophecy. Now, my friends, very naturally, our interest became excited as we viewed a prophetic spectacle which would have challenged the combined technical and creative resources of the modern motion picture industry itself to portray it. But more. We were stabbed into intense inquiry when, silhouetted against the spectacular and colorful horizon of divine predictive prophecy, we saw Medinat Yisrael, the state of Israel, as it exists today. Was there a possible or potential relationship between the prophecies and the present? After all, Israel was back in the land, and north of him was a great godless anti-theocratic power, menacing not only Israel, but all the world of freedom-loving peoples. This is the situation today. Realizing the importance of our inquiries, you will recall that it was right here we broke our subject into two distinct sections, just as clearly as splitting an apple into two halves. The first section had been restricted to setting forth what the divine scriptures actually declared. The second section was marked off as an area in which we felt at liberty to express our fallible human opinions, provided we acknowledged them to be such. In the first section we dogmatized a little. In the second section, we deduced a lot. Within the luminous circumference of express scripture revelation, we have the right to roam through spiritual parklands of positive perspectives, distinct and definite enough not only to satisfy the most galvanic dogmatist, but also to justify his explosive positivism within its vast and reassuring precincts. When, however, we lift the latch of this area and pass beyond divine revelation into the lesser realms of human opinion and deduction, realms, of course, I frankly admit, not only quite desirable, but also quite legitimate, where they are recognized and acknowledged to be such. In these realms into which we enter now, certainty must cease, positivism must pause, fanaticism must fade, and dogmatism must curl up on its mat and doze. Recognizing the region of human speculation into which we had emerged, we ventured to suggest to you lines of deduction which pointed to the possible identity of Gog and his partisans as modern Soviet Russia, satellite Germany, and pan-Islamic Arabic Confederacy encircling restored Israel. Further deductions prompted us to consider Sheba, Dedan, and Tarshish together as Arabian countries in sympathetic association with the British Commonwealth of Nations and USA, who either parley or protest in the situation. In advancing this suggestion, we were very careful to point out and divorce ourselves entirely from the perils of the unscriptural, unhistorical, anti-Semitic British Israel theories, with which we are in hearty disagreement. Thus we sought to identify the seat and circumstance of restored Israel's menace, and we feel we have produced for your consideration a total presentation which will commend itself to you as being worthy of your calm and intelligent regard. In my next message, I shall introduce to your notice an area of scripture exploration unique and challenging, and into which I shall invite you to accompany me once again. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yair Adonai p'navelecha v'hunecha, Yisar Adonai p'navelecha, v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom. Amen.